As I said, I did not put my name in, and they said, would you do a story? I said, well, I really only liked Davy Jones from the Monkees when I was in, like, second grade. And I had a really good friend who lived next door, and in my neighborhood, the guy who produced the Archies, he lived at Loft Estates, and my friend and I had recently dropped off my song about Earth Day in his mailbox, which I was sure he would, you know, want to produce. Anyway, that never happened. But she was such a good friend, and we used to listen to Daydream Believer on the 45 record in her room, you know, multiple times. We wore it out, and I just love the Monkees. So one day I wrote Davy Jones a letter, and I gave it to my dad to mail. And I didn't get a response, which puzzled me for a time, but at any rate, let's fast forward to when I was in college and I needed some help doing my taxes, so I came home to Long Island, and my dad used to pay the bills upstairs in his bedroom, and he had an accordion file, and I came in to ask him questions about my taxes, and he says, hold on a second, Janet, hold on. And his fingers went spidering over the file, and he pulled out this thing, and it was my letter that he never mailed to Davy Jones. And at first, I was really annoyed, because at the time I had no children and everything, but then I read it, I wish I had thought to bring it with me, but I wasn't planning on telling the story. But my letter had a photo of me in my Catholic school uniform, because I'm sure Davy Jones would have liked to see that. And I'm pretty sure it said, you know, my name is Janet Fricke, and I have two brothers and two sisters. I write songs, too. And I think I also mentioned in the letter that I was a really good singer. So I, like, was reading it and cringing, like, oh, my God, this is horrible. But I think I watched my father watch me read the letter, and I was so touched by the expression on his face. You know, he wasn't the kind of dad that was overly effusive about telling you he loved you and everything, but he saved that letter from Davy Jones, for me, that I wrote to Davy Jones. And now, you know, since then I've been a parent, and, you know, you have a different perspective when you're a parent, and you want to preserve those moments, that innocence of a child, when the child really believes the whole world revolves around him or her. And that, you know, and you want to remember that, because you then the world knocks that out of you, and you end up telling a story at Stoop.